Now, next year, when we're done with this year, we're going to have our 75th convention. And it's only right that we plan for it. So we got together and talked over certain efforts, and we created a committee. And we said that this committee would have 75 days of action prior to the 75th convention, preparing for the beginning of our 75th year. And the person who has been chairing the work for this committee, planning for the 75th year, is the Chief Executive Officer of the Men's Grooming Center in Colorado Springs, and also the Executive Director of the National Association of Blind Merchants, and the owner, manager, and controller of Worley Enterprises. Here's Kevin Worley.
Well, Jeannie Massey, I've got this little elevator hotel cold we're going to fight through here. But Jeannie Massey, of course, is not here because she's battling some health issues, but she's listening online. She was going to present with me. I will attempt to be Kevin Worley and Jeannie Massey for the next 10 minutes or so. Wish me luck with that. Dr. Maurer, President-elect Rick Abono, members of the board, fellow Federationists, honored guests, thank you very much for the opportunity to visit with you a little about an exciting adventure on which we will embark this fall. As you know, on November 16th, the National Federation of the Blind will begin our 75th year. For three quarters of a century, we have been building a wonderful movement. We have been changing lives, one chapter, one life, one victory at a time. But there are thousands of blind and visually impaired people of all ages and backgrounds in communities all across America whose lives have not yet been personally touched and transformed by the loving people and powerful philosophy of the National Federation of the Blind. We know that blindness is not the characteristic that defines us or our future. We know you can live the life you want, but we also know that there are many blind people and their families and their communities who do not yet know of this truth. This is why we are launching a dynamic campaign to establish at least 75 brand new chapters or state divisions and further develop 75 chapters or state divisions which already exist. We are calling this the 75 Days of Action campaign. We want every member of our Federation family to play a role, to take part in this exciting action. It is not a marathon. It will be a sprint to success over 75 days, and the planning begins now. It is an ambitious grassroots organizing drive in which every single member can invest. This membership drive will take place from September 2nd through November 16th. There can be no better tribute to the 75 years of the National Federation of the Blind than to organize at the grassroots, the local chapter and interest divisions, as Jeannie Massey likes to say, is where the Federation work gets done. Chapters and divisions in each state power our National Center, power our Jernigan Institute, power our People's Movement. As we prepare to begin the most historic action-packed year of celebration, we will commemorate our history and demonstrate our commitment to the future as only we know how. We will do it with love, determination, and hope. This is the character of the National Federation of the Blind. It begins at home, in neighborhoods, towns, cities, countrysides, all over America. We plan to further develop at least 75 chapters which already exist by giving blind people, their families, and communities in these chapters more of our Federation tender loving care, more tools, more mentoring, more training, more marketing materials. Your 75 Days of Action Steering Committee has appointed regional coordinators who have experience and other skills in building chapters to work with each affiliate. We must establish new chapters where none currently exist. We can build in Rolla, Missouri and Canyon City, Colorado. We can further strengthen our chapters in the Bay Area of California and establish new chapters in Albany or add to those chapters. We must start new chapters and strengthen divisions in Florence and Birmingham, and we will strengthen divisions in every state. We can establish more chapters in large metropolitan areas, which may now only have one chapter, so that we can offer the blind of those cities even more choice. We can help state affiliates begin to spread the good news of the Federation in the inner city and in the countrysides by establishing real, dynamic, interactive at-large chapter. But we need everyone's help. The chapter is the basic unit of the National Federation of the Blind. As Jeannie Massey likes to say, it is where the work of the Federation gets done. It is where the funds get raised. It is where the outreach to the community and other blind people occurs. It is where the spirit of our movement begins at the local level. Alternative techniques are shared, attitudes are changed, and expectations are raised. The local chapter is often where blind people first learn of our transformational National Federation of the Blind training centers, like the Colorado Center for the Blind, Louisiana Center, and Blind Inc. in Minnesota. Jeannie tells me that organizing chapters has been one of the most rewarding parts of her National Federation of the Blind service. And you know, as a business guy, I certainly know that investing in human resources is critical to the health and growth of any company or organization. And we need more human resources to power our movement. We need more brothers and sisters in the field working to build our programs nationwide. Imagine finding thousands of blind people who have not yet heard of our uplifting message of hope and transformation. That is what the 75 Days of Action campaign is all about. We have a bunch of folks who have already begun planning this campaign, and some folks in Texas and Colorado and elsewhere decided that they would take John Perret's challenge of doing 75 videos over the next year. And so they've produced a local video. This is the kind of vehicle that we can produce all over the country to encourage our grassroots development. So we have an audio video presentation I would like us to observe now.
In 75 seconds, you can teach someone about the National Federation of the Blind.
Three women having a conversation.
In 75 words, an attitude about blindness can shift from one of despair to one of hope and possibility.
Hands of different age, size, and color reading Braille.
In about 75 minutes, a person can attend her first chapter meeting and become a member of the National Federation of the Blind.
Members at an Austin, Texas chapter meeting.
Greetings, fellow Federationists. This is Friday, May 2nd, 2014, and
in 75 days, we will build our movement nationwide.
Let's go build a federation. Let's go build a federation. Let's go.
Camera moves from the National Federation of the Blind Jernigan Institute sign to a woman with a microphone.
On September 2nd through November 16th, 75 dedicated blind people will drive 75 dynamic teams to build 75 new chapters and strengthen 75 existing chapters of the National Federation of the Blind across the United States.
The National Federation of the Blind knows that blindness is not the characteristic that defines you or your future. You can live the life you want.
Tú puedes vivir la vida que quieres.
Ты можешь жить жизнь ту, которую ты хочешь.
Как вот там и потягаю, как оно.
Ты можешь прожить життя так, як тобі бажається.
Civan cinu parça.
Siz nice istiyorsunuz hele de yaşayabilirsiniz. Hiçbir şey sizi hayatta geri saklayabilmez.
Go seek out blind people in your community.
Organizing a chapter is a simple and straightforward process. I'm Justin Salisbury, and I organized a chapter in Madison, Wisconsin. My goal is to build that chapter to 75 members strong.
Exacto, exacto. Dime.
From rehab centers to churches, from colleges to bars, we knock on every door and pass out literature to let everybody know that the National Federation of the Blind is coming to town. We make phone calls and utilize local and social media. Sometimes we even wine and dine our blind brothers and sisters to love them into the Federation.
Two blind men having a drink and talking. Chapter members handing out flyers.
Hello, my name is Sarah, and probably took someone 75 phone calls to get me to attend my first chapter meeting. So keep going.
Hold a meeting.
We work hard to find a convenient, free place to have our chapter meetings. And when doing a chapter building activity, you've got to have food.
75 chocolate chip cookies will make your next chapter meeting much sweeter.
Nurture and develop our new chapter.
To nurture and develop your chapter, identify key leaders. Teach the philosophy of our organization. Invite everyone and encourage people to keep coming back.
Hi, I'm Wayne Marshall. And in 75 days, we can build a strong seniors division in your state like we have in Colorado.
Introducing 75 or more well-trained guide dogs to the National Federation of the Blind will help us build and strengthen guide dog divisions all across the United States and beyond.
I'm Tom Anderson, President of the National Association of the Blind and Communities of Faith. As we strengthen our chapters, we want to encourage every blind person who is involved in a church, synagogue, mosque, or other place of worship to become fully involved in the activities of the National Federation of the Blind.
From big cities to small towns, from parents of blind children to college students, from blind kids to seniors, from guide dog users to blind veterans, from low vision to no vision.
You can live the life you want.
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 Video clips of blind people playing on the playground, snow skiing, picnicking, kayaking, rock climbing, and playing with their children, followed by the words, "You can live the life you want."
Bringing people into the National Federation of the Blind will be one of the most rewarding and fun experiences you'll ever have.
It's about love and commitment.
It's a 75-mile round trip to attend chapter meetings each month in Cheyenne, Wyoming. But my partner Dave and I are committed to seeing the Wyoming affiliate grow.
It's about confidence and hope.
Hi, I'm Monique Melton, and when I organize my local chapter, I gain self-confidence while spreading the spirit and hope of the Federation.
It's about dedication and determination.
My name is Mark Maurer. For over 35 years now, I have given my time, my energy, my imagination, either directly or indirectly, to building chapters of the National Federation of the Blind. With them, we can have the kind of life we want.
75 days of action to drive the future of the National Federation of the Blind.
My team. It's the team.
There he is, Mark Riccobono, the first ever blind driver at Daytona.
To learn more about how you can help start or strengthen a chapter in your area during the 75 days of action, email 75days@nfb.org.
In 75 seconds, you can teach someone about the National Federation of the Blind.
Three women having a conversation.
In 75 words, an attitude about blindness can shift from one of despair to one of hope and possibility.
Hands of different age, size, and color reading Braille.
In about 75 minutes, a person can attend her first chapter meeting and become a member of the National Federation of the Blind.
Members at an Austin, Texas chapter meeting.
Greetings. Greetings, fellow Federationists. This is Friday, May 2nd, 2014, and...
In 75 days, we will build our movement nationwide!
Let's go build a federation. Let's go.
Camera moves from the National Federation of the Blind Jernigan Institute sign to a woman with a microphone.
On September 2nd through November 16th, 75 dedicated blind people will drive 75 dynamic teams to build 75 new chapters and strengthen 75 existing chapters of the National Federation of the Blind across the United States.
The National Federation of the Blind knows that blindness is not the characteristic that defines you or your future. You can live the life you want.
Tú puedes vivir la vida que quieres.
Ты можешь жить жизнь ту, которую ты хочешь.
Ко отал і боча я гоколуней.
Ти можеш прожити життя так, як тобі бажається.
Jeevan jeevnu parsa.
Siz nece istiyorsanız hele de yaşayabilirsiniz. Hiçbir şey sizi hayatta geri saklayabilmez.
Go seek out blind people in your community.
Organizing a chapter is a simple and straightforward process. I'm Justin Salisbury, and I organized a chapter in Madison, Wisconsin. My goal is to build that chapter to 75 members strong.
Exacto, exacto. Allí.
From rehab centers to churches, from colleges to bars, we knock on every door
Perfecto.
And pass out literature to let everybody know that the National Federation of the Blind is coming to town. We make phone calls and utilize local and social media. Sometimes we even wine and dine our blind brothers and sisters to love them into the Federation.
Two blind men having a drink and talking. Chapter members handing out flyers.
Hello, my name is Sarah, and probably took someone 75 phone calls to get me to attend my first chapter meeting. So keep calling.
Hold a meeting.
We work hard to find a convenient free place to have our chapter meetings. And when doing a chapter building activity, you've got to have food.
75 chocolate chip cookies will make your next chapter meeting much sweeter.
Nurture and develop our new chapter.
To nurture and develop your chapter, identify key leaders, teach the philosophy of our organization, invite everyone, and encourage people to keep coming back.
Hi, I'm Wayne Marshall, and in 75 days, we can build a strong seniors division in your state like we have in Colorado.
Introducing 75 or more well-trained guide dogs to the National Federation of the Blind will help us build and strengthen guide dog divisions all across the United States and beyond.
I'm Tom Anderson, President of the National Association of the Blind in Communities of Faith. As we strengthen our chapters, we want to encourage every blind person who is involved in a church, synagogue, mosque, or other place of worship to become fully involved in the activities of the National Federation of the Blind.
From big cities to small towns, from parents of blind children to college students, from blind kids to seniors, from guide dog users to blind veterans, from low vision to no vision.
You can live the life you want.
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 Video clips of blind people playing on the playground, snow skiing, picnicking, kayaking, rock climbing, and playing with their children, followed by the words, you can live the life you want.
Bringing people into the National Federation of the Blind will be one of the most rewarding and fun experiences you'll ever have.
It's about love and commitment.
It's a 75-mile round trip to attend chapter meetings each month in Cheyenne, Wyoming. But my partner Dave and I are committed to seeing the Wyoming affiliate grow.
It's about confidence and hope.
Hi, I'm Monique Melton, and when I organize my local chapter, I gain self-confidence while spreading the spirit and hope of the Federation.
It's about dedication and determination.
My name is Mark Maurer. For over 45 years now, I have given my time, my energy, my imagination, either directly or indirectly, to building chapters of the National Federation of the Blind. With them, we can have the kind of life we want.
75 days of action to drive the future of the National Federation of the Blind.
The team. It's the team.
There he is, Mark Riccobono, the first ever blind driver at Daytona.
To learn more about how you can help start or strengthen a chapter in your area during the 75 days of action, email 75days@nfb.org.
I do want to recognize Jessica Beecham and Kevin Kovac and Colorado Center for the Blind People and our Texas affiliate and a whole lot of folks for putting the video together. This is emblematic. This is grassroots organizing. It is how our federation has been built over almost 75 years. You know, imagine growing the PAC plan as we add new dedicated Federation investors by the hundreds. Imagine the impact we will have on each day at the Capitol when dozens of blind people are added to your presence all over your state. Imagine all of the new ideas backed by blind people who will help us make them come true. The backbone of a healthy affiliate is our local chapter. From these chapters and divisions come our next generation of thinkers and teachers and leaders and candy bar salespeople. The 75 Days of Action campaign wants you, and it must be real, it must be quantifiable, cataloged, and celebrated. It must be as real as the change in the lives of blind people as envisioned by our Federation founders almost 75 years ago. We are calling on every affiliate president, board member, chapter leader, every single member of our family to make our dream of 75 a reality. Start today and identify the towns and cities and chapters and divisions on which your affiliate should spend time and talent and treasure. The investment will be worth it. We are forming a committee of 75 to power the campaign, and we want you to be a part of this committee. Please respond to our call to service invitation by sending an email to 75days@nfb.org indicating your interest in the campaign. This is an exciting call to service, and we want you to join the committee of 75 and spread the fire of the Federation across the country. Our commitment to civil rights, our love, and when we share this with others, we will be showing our proud history, our bright future, a future that we can all make even more incandescent when we share our love and hope and determination with others. Join the Committee of 75 so that others may know the freedom, independence, and opportunity we have found in our movement. Join the 75 Days of Action campaign and help us transform dreams into reality. Fellow Federationists, let's go build the Federation. Let's go build the Federation. Let's go build the Federation. Thank you, Dr. Maurer. They were well trained. So.
You taught them.
Yeah. Thanks.
Well. It's going to be lots of fun during the next year, and the next year's convention is going to be just as much fun as this year's convention. So I'm looking forward to that. Thank you very much, Kevin.